Sports Spotlight.
Interesting features about our sportsmen and women.
Sports Spotlight.
Going past the rules to the heart of the game.
Sports Spotlight.
Giving you the story behind the scoreline.
On today's edition of Sports Spotlight, we look ahead to the 2018 Charifta Swimming Championships, set to be staged in Jamaica. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. Jamaica continues to take steps to boost its reputation on the international scene in the sport of swimming. Fresh off impressive performances at the 2016 Charifta Swimming Championships, where Jamaica earned a total of 30 medals and finished 6th overall, the Amateur Swimming Association of Jamaica is already looking ahead to next year's games. This early focus is due to the fact that Jamaica will play host to the regional tournament next year, and much has to be done to ensure the island represents itself well.
Well, we've started the preparation for Charifta 2018. We sent a team to the Bahamas that really had a look at their games to really see what they did differently this year and how we can improve on that next year for our championship.
President of the Amateur Swimming Association of Jamaica, ASAJ, Handel Lamy. The Charifta Aquatics Championships is an annual age group championship held under the auspices of the Caribbean Association of National Olympic Committees, CANOC. Having hosted the games previously in 2013, Jamaica does have a successful template to work with, and Mr. Lamy is confident the island will again execute an excellent tournament.
We've already started the planning process. All our different committees and teams are in place. So it's just a matter of rolling out the logo for Charifta 2018 and to put the the roadshow on the road into order for marketing, sponsorship, and notifying all the other teams with respect to the competition, sending out the summons.
Naturally, hosting an international competition will be an expensive venture, and the ASAJ is inviting sponsorship and support from members of the private sector.
The budgeted costs right now, there are some infrastructure work to be done to the pool. We have not included that in the costs right now, but this championship should cost us anywhere between 25 to 30 million quite easily, based on what we've been looking at so far.
The Swim Association president believes the expense is well worth it for the competition and experience it will generate for local swimmers. It will also allow for stakeholders to benchmark Jamaica's growth potential in the sport.
What is good about these is once you have good competition, you bring out the best in the swimmers, and that's what we need here in Jamaica, for our swimmers to be competing with the best swimmers and at the highest level at all times.
Even as plans progress in staging the tournament, the association is still working to get even more youngsters across the country swimming competitively. As it stands, the majority of the island's competitive swimmers are located in the corporate area, and the plan is to have more youngsters in rural communities getting involved, beginning with Montego Bay.
Long term, the plan is to establish a pool somewhere in Montego Bay. We are in discussion with the authorities there to have a pool built there so we can have more children training, wider communities participation, and even to host meet down there. Because we don't want to be hosting meet in Kingston at all times, because it's an expense for the people from Montego Bay to drive into Kingston to attend the meets over 2-3 days.
Mr. Lamy is confident that in coming years, there will be more swimmers from Montego Bay wearing Jamaica's colors in pools, and more importantly, standing atop medal podiums.
The West does have some handicap and some issues in that there is not much facility for training, but they do have one and two facilities there that they train at in Montego Bay, and the clubs that they have there are growing in strength in numbers.
President of the Amateur Swimming Association of Jamaica, ASAJ, Handel Lamy. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for listening. I am Vaughn Davis, with studio engineer Andre Palmer, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Sports Spotlight.
My dream. Jamaica, let's show full support for Labor Day 2017, Tuesday, May 23. Register your Labor Day projects with the National Secretariat. Email laborday@mcges.gov.jm or call 978-7654. Come out and give a helping hand in your community. Labor Day 2017, let's restore, preserve, and beautify Jamaica.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.